The World Health Organization is warning that infectious diseases are a growing threat to global security. Last week, a new study confirmed that bird flu was transmitted from human to human in Indonesia last year. And while the world narrowly avoided it then, the WHO's Assistant Director General for Communicable Diseases says the possibility of a global pandemic is still very real. Dr. David Heyman has been telling Alison Caldwell that people have been lulled into a false sense of security about the threat posed by infectious diseases.
Last week's confirmation that bird flu was transmitted from human to human on the Indonesian island of Sumatra last year confirmed the fears of many health experts that a global pandemic was and is still possible. The World Health Organization's Dr. David Heyman is one of the world's foremost experts on infectious diseases. He's visiting Melbourne as a guest of the Nossal Institute for Global Health at the University of Melbourne.
As long as the H5N1 virus is circulating in chicken populations in the world, there will be a threat of a pandemic. So today what's most important is to get rid of that virus from chicken populations in the world and also from bird populations. But there are also other avian viruses, avian influenza viruses, H7 viruses, H9 viruses, which also are capable of infecting humans and which are also thought to be capable of causing a pandemic. So today we have many different viruses that come from avian or bird populations infecting humans, and any one of those could cause a pandemic.
Dr. Heyman says centuries-old threats, including influenza and malaria, and new emerging infectious diseases, are increasingly threatening global public health security. He cites the recent diagnosis of polio in a Melbourne-based university student who'd returned home to Pakistan for holidays.
This student was a student who had been vaccinated as a child against polio, but still develop polio, and this happens. There are certain children who don't develop the proper protection against polio after they receive vaccine, and he unfortunately was one of those children. He brought polio into Australia, but Australia has an extremely excellent immunization program, and children are most all protected against polio. So polio therefore didn't spread within Australia, and that's part of the defense system that Australia has against public health security threats.
If that can happen with polio, a disease that we thought had been eradicated, what other infectious diseases could we see reappear?
The importance of a new or emerging infectious disease is that no one really understands the potential of this disease because it's never before been known. And so a disease that emerges in one country and spreads to another country and spreads further, even into that country, is a very dangerous threat to security.
One of the other diseases that's affected this region has been SARS. Is that now under control?
There has not been any activity or any SARS case since the end of the SARS epidemic in 2003, except for three laboratory accidents. When laboratories handling the virus that caused the epidemic had accidents which caused infection either of laboratory workers or of laboratory workers and then contacts of those laboratory workers, including family members. With all infectious diseases, it's very important that we not only worry about diseases as they affect humans, but we must also worry about the biosecurity of the laboratories that are handling those specimens.
That's the World Health Organization's Assistant Director General for Communicable Diseases, Dr. David Heyman, speaking to Alison Caldwell in Melbourne.